Herbert George Morley Roberts Wells, Esquire. First published in If, December 1967. Collected in The Wind from the Sun.
A couple of years ago, I wrote a tale accurately entitled The Longest Science Fiction Story Ever Told, which Fred Pohl duly published on a single page of his magazine. Because editors have to justify their existence somehow, he renamed it A Recursion in Meta Stories. You will find it in Galaxy for October 1966. Near the beginning of this meta story, but an infinite number of words from its end, I referred to The Anticipator by H.G. Wells. Though I encountered this short fantasy some 20 years ago, and have never read it since, it left a vivid impression on my mind. It concerned two writers, one of whom had all his best stories published by the other, before he could even complete them himself. At last, in desperation, he decided that murder was the only cure for this chronic, literally, plagiarism. But of course, once again, his rival beat him to it, and the story ends with the words, "The Anticipator, horribly afraid, ran down a by street." Now, I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that this story was written by H.G. Wells. However, some months after its appearance, I received a letter from Leslie A. Gritton of Everett, Washington, saying that he couldn't locate it. And Mr. Gritton has been a Wells fan for a long, long time. He clearly recalls the serialization of The War of the Worlds in the Strand magazine at the end of the 1890s. As one of the master's Cockney characters would say, "Go blimey." Refusing to believe that my mental filing system had played such a dirty trick on me, I quickly searched through the 20-odd volumes of the autographed Atlantic edition in the Colombo Public Library. By a charming coincidence, the British Council had just arranged a Wells centenary exhibition, and the library entrance was festooned with photos illustrating his background and career. I soon found that Mr. Gritton was right. There was no such story as The Anticipator in the collected works. Yet in the months since TLSFSET was published, not one other reader has queried the reference. I find this depressing. Where are all the Wells fans these days? Now, my erudite informant has solved at least part of the mystery. The Anticipator was written by one Morley Roberts. It was first published in 1898 in The Keeper of the Waters and Other Stories. I probably encountered it in a Doubleday anthology, Travelers in Time, 1947, edited by Philip Van Doren Stern. Yet several problems remain. First of all, why was I so convinced that the story was by Wells? I can only suggest, and it seems pretty far-fetched, even for my grasshopper mind, that the similarity of words had made me link it subconsciously with The Accelerator. I would also like to know why this story has stuck so vividly in my memory. Perhaps, like all writers, I am peculiarly sensitive to the dangers of plagiarism. So far, touch wood, I have been lucky, but I have notes for several tales I'm afraid to write until I can be quite sure they're original. There's this couple, see, who land their spaceship on a new world after their planet has been blown up, and when they've started things all over again, you find, surprise, surprise, that they're called Adam and Eve. One worthwhile result of my error was to start me skimming through Wells's short stories again, and I was surprised to find what a relatively small proportion could be called science fiction or even fantasy. Although I was well aware that only a fraction of his 100-odd published volumes were SF, I had forgotten that this was also true of the short stories. A depressing quantity are dramas and comedies of Edwardian life. the jilting of Jane, rather painful attempts at humor, my first aeroplane, near autobiography, a slip under the microscope, or pure sadism, the cone. Undoubtedly, I am biased, but among these tales, such masterpieces as The Star, The Crystal Egg, The Flowering of the Strange Orchid, and above all, The Country of the Blind, blaze like diamonds amid costume jewelry. But back to Morley Roberts. I know nothing whatsoever about him, and wonder if his little excursion in time was itself inspired by The Time Machine, published just a couple of years before The Anticipator. I also wonder which story was actually written, not published, first. And why did such an ingenious writer not make more of a name for himself? Perhaps... I have just been struck by a perfectly horrid thought. If H.G. Wells's contemporary, Morley Roberts, was ever found murdered in a dark alley, I simply don't want to know about it.